Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Oh, I've looked forward to sharing this time with you. The Lord has placed a message on my heart entitled, All Things Are Become New. Beloved, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the wonderful part about being a Christian is that there's never truly any boredom, that our lives should be a continual experience of discovery of the knowledge of the Lord and His ways. And He wants our lives to be filled with a sense of anticipation and expectation of what He's going to do in our lives. We wait upon Him. We look upon Him. And I just feel the stirring of the Spirit of the Lord so strongly. And before I even get into the message, because I'm just going to be sharing a lot of scripture with you. You know, there's nothing more powerful than God's Word. That's what Jesus quoted to gain victory over the trials and temptations of the evil one, the adversary, when he was in a very weakened condition physically. He'd been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and all he had was water, and yet he gave a divine example to us that we can have the same kind of victory as we use the sword of the Spirit against the works of darkness. So let's join our hearts in prayer before we go any further. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift every listener. Lord, you see your family. Lord, those that have walked with you for many years, those who are just babes in Christ. And Father, we look to you for our help, for our strength, for our wisdom, for the things that we stand in need of in our personal lives. And Father, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. And Father, utilizing the power of the Holy Spirit, taking authority by the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Father, I take authority over every work of darkness against your beloved. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, I command you to flee. Loose the minds, spirits, bodies, and souls of those who you would seek to take captive. And Father, I speak a loosing in the Spirit. I speak redemption and deliverance. Father, you are a God who saves to the uttermost. And I thank you, Lord, that even now, every burden, every care, Lord, we cast upon you, and we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You are the God who rules and reigns beyond time and eternity. And Lord, we thank you for ministering right now to every listener, Lord, and touching them there in their place of deepest need. Lord, I thank you for it. Praise God. I'm just going to obey the Lord. I feel the Lord has a prophetic word for me to share with you. You know, the Word says, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, what does the Word say? He will give us the desires of our heart. And I know many of you have been sort of languishing in the valley of discouragement because it just seems that your prayers aren't being heard. But that's just what the enemy wants you to believe. God hears even your silent heart's cry. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my precious child, if you will hearken to the word of the Lord, you shall know and understand that you stand at a time of new beginnings in your life. Behold, the old is passing away, and I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? As it is written, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For I have heard your cry that has come to my ears, asking, Lord, how long, Lord, how long? The trials you've gone through have left you feeling ravaged by the enemy, and you've cried for the seeming lack of fruitfulness in your life. Yes, you have experienced my favor and blessing, but your spirit cries out, knowing there is so much more in your relationship with me and in your service for God. It is well, for I have placed this longing and hunger in your heart. Beloved, you shall arise in new strength, and know of a surety that I will walk with you on an upward path to bring you into the fullness of my plans for your life. I will make a way for you, and you shall rejoice in the faithfulness of your God. My plans for you include a new awareness and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit in your life. Was he not sent to be your guide and comforter? Therefore shall you know in a greater and fuller measure what it means to be led of the Spirit. I will help you to seek the wisdom of God regarding the choices you must make. Too many of my children act impulsively without regard for divine direction and find themselves in a place that I would have prevented them from having experienced. But it shall not be so with you if you will be careful to ask me for help in the decisions of your life. Be willing to pray the highest prayer, that of consecration to your God. Not my will, but thy will be done. And what is my will? My will is for your blessing, for your growth in godliness, for your knowledge of my ways, that you may overcome in all things. I call you to perfection and maturity, according to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I call you to a walk the world knows not. I call you to the heights of Zion, upon a path of joy unspeakable and full of glory. These are not just words, but an actual experience that shall be yours by faith. Kingdom living shall be your daily experience, that of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This and much more I have for you in this year, as you purpose to walk with me. I take you by the hand and call you tenderly by name. Together, I shall help you discover the good and perfect gifts your Father has reserved just for you, says your elder brother Jesus. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord has spoken so beautifully. The gift of prophecy has not been done away with, but it has been given according to the scriptures in Corinthians to encourage, to edify, and to comfort. And I just thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit has been given a task by the Heavenly Father, and that is to perfect the body of Christ, to bring us into that maturity. And he knows how to deal with each one of us so wonderfully, so tenderly, that none of us are the same. We're all in different places. You may have learned a lesson that I might be struggling with, and I may have learned some lessons years ago that are real challenges for you right now. But that's why we're to love and pray for one another. You know, I was just witnessing to a brother who's not saved, but very close to the kingdom. And I said, you know, the Word of God talks about emulation. It's one in Galatians, one of the works of the flesh, along with idolatry and drunkenness and thieving and theft and all those things that are part of the fallen nature. But in God's kingdom, there is not to be any competition. We're not competing against one another like they do in the world. You know, it's a matter of, you know, dog eat dog. Who can excel academically, intellectually, in the professions, in the academic world, in the athletic world? You know, it's who, if I need to be better than you, the corporate world. But in God's kingdom, we don't have any competition. I was sharing that with this brother. I said, each one of us are unique, and God works with each one of us differently. And so we can just take a deep breath and enjoy the personal trainer we have in the Holy Spirit. And I told him, I said, the only way that perhaps the only arena in which we can compete as Christians with one another, and that is to outdo one another in love and in good works. Praise God. And so that's an acceptable way that we can try to outdo one another, and that's it adds to unity and love, and I'm sure that's what the heaven is like, that they just enjoy blessing one another and serving one another, because that's the spirit of Jesus. He said, whoever's greater among you shall be servant of all. Oh my goodness, I just looked at the time. I haven't even gotten to the message, but my heart is so full for you to experience the joy of kingdom living. And Jesus says the kingdom is within you. Now, I don't preach kingdom now. I don't believe that we are, assigned by God to, set up the kingdoms of this world so that we can get them ready to receive the Lord Jesus. Only the Lord is going to do that. But we can bring His joy, His love, His peace, the manifestation of His kingdom to our world which is around us, that which we live in. And yes, to minister the gospel, it doesn't mean, going to Bible college and having a pulpit ministry. You, every one of you listening, it doesn't matter if you're a janitor, if you're a housewife, if you are a computer technician, whatever your form of employment, or whether you're just at home, you might be up in years, every one of us are called as able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Every one of us has an area of influence, people, family, loved ones, neighbors, coworkers, that we can touch every day. And the highest calling is the one that's most hidden, and that is that of an intercessor. Do you know that's what Jesus is doing right now for you and me? Well, you can see I'm really wound up today. I need to bring this broadcast to a close. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll get into the message, all things become new. That's God's heart for you. He's done so much for us, and that's the thing that can so encourage us, no matter how you failed in the past, no matter what you've done. Today is a new day, beloved. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for listening. I love all of you dearly, and the announcer now is going to give you our mailing and our email address, and so I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,